Hey, Professor. You said you needed to see me about my research assignment? I wasn't sure if you meant immediately, so is this a good time? Okay, because I didn't want to interrupt you if you already had something else happening. Yeah, I'm free. I have a few hours open after your class, so I was just going to head to the library anyway. No, actually, I'm not sure why you called me here. I mean, I hope that I'm not in trouble at least. No? Okay, good. That is a relief. Am I still having issues with getting started? Oh, no, I got started a few days ago and I've been making good progress. I think I am. Yeah, I think I'll be fine. Mostly thanks to your help, though. I mean, last time when I stopped by and was kind of stuck and not sure how to start, the sources and readings you recommended really, really helped me a lot. Huh? Of course. I read over all the recommendations that you wrote down, and they were really helpful. Why? I mean, you just sounded a little surprised, Professor. You're used to most students ignoring these things? Yeah, I imagine that'd be the general attitude. Sometimes I do that too, if I'm being honest. In other classes, not yours. But, I don't know, I just... I wanted to make sure that I did well in your course. Plus, they were interesting reads on their own, so I enjoyed them. I think I would have read them too, even if I didn't have this assignment. Yeah, I'd love to read anything else you recommend. I'd probably have to wait until I get this work done first, though. but yeah, for the assignment, again, I think I'm making good progress, so I'll be fine. I know I sounded really worried and unsure the last time I came to your office with questions, but I think I have a good handle on things now. Yeah, I already found most of the sources that I plan to use, and I've made an outline for the essay, and I've also gotten a few pages down so far. And I'll probably work on it some more later today. Thank you. I mean, you haven't even read it yet, but I'm glad you think I'm doing a good job. Oh, you meant just in general in your class, right? Thanks. I mean, it's because you're a really good professor, too. Yeah, I mean it. And your class has been my favorite so far. What? Did I say something wrong? God... No, I swear, I'm not trying to kiss up for a good grade or anything. I've honestly never tried something like that, and I've been told by many of my friends that I'm just a terrible liar, so yeah. What do I like about your class? I think the subject is just interesting to me in general, but also I like the freedom you give us to learn in whatever way works for us best, and I just like you too, I guess, as a professor. And hopefully you like this essay when I'm done, because after saying all that, I feel like I just put a little extra pressure on myself to really do well. Do I want you to take a look at what I've written so far? No, that's okay. I don't want to keep bothering you with every little thing. I mean, plus, it's still in the rough stage right now, so it's not ready for viewing by the public just yet. maybe slightly. I just want to make sure that I make the best impression with you, so I don't want to hand in anything that's only half completed, even if you know it's a rough draft. I don't doubt that you would be. I'm sure you would be really helpful, but wouldn't that be a little bit unfair toward my other peers if, you know, I had personal help from the professor? Besides, I'm sure you're plenty busy with your own work and having to see other students that need help as well. Or, I don't know, even just people stopping by that want to talk to you. I'm sure you're very popular with students. So I'd feel bad asking you to take even more time out of your day to look over my writing. Yeah, that's what I think. Why? Well, at least to me, that's how I see you. Probably really busy and stuff. Huh? Oh, you mean that thing about being popular? I imagine you are. I don't know, it's just the impression I had. Really? I mean, you're the best professor I've ever had, and it feels like it's really easy for people to talk to you. Well, I guess at least for me it is, and you're also really pretty, so... Huh? That wasn't supposed to be a joke. I do think you're pretty. Well, you're beautiful, actually. I imagine you hear that all the time, though. What? Did I say something wrong? It's not that. Then, what did I do? You just haven't heard that in a while? Really? I find that incredibly hard to believe. Well, because of him, right? I'm sure you get to hear that every day. I didn't want to assume anything, but, you know, that picture on your desk there, that guy you're with, that's your boyfriend or husband or something, is he not? He technically is. What's that supposed to mean? It's complicated. In what way? I mean, just, I don't know, wherever you want to start. He never says nice things like that anymore? Like what I said? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't have brought it up. Really? You're relieved to be able to tell someone? You know, if you wanted, I'm always willing to listen to you if you ever wanted to talk about anything. Anything at all. I mean, with all the help that you've given me, I would be happy if I could help you too. What? No, what's so funny now? You can't believe you're getting consoled by your students? Hey, I'm right here. Is this really how you see me? I mean, yes, technically that part is true, but we're both adults here and we're not really in your classroom at the moment, right, Professor? So, I mean that you don't have to only look at me like I'm another student. I don't know the right words either in this situation, but I feel like I don't want to leave you alone, knowing that you're unhappy, and I'm the one that kind of brought it up. You know, for what it's worth, I would call you beautiful every day. I don't want to be out of line, given that I might just be, you know, a number in your class, and I don't know about all the ongoing events in your personal life, but between you and me, if I were in his shoes, I would want to be with you all the time. You can't imagine him saying that? Yeah, well, he's a fucking idiot. sorry. I know he's your... But I had to say it. Is it okay? I was worried that I went a little too far with my words. But, yeah, he has no idea how lucky he is to be with you. You know, to be in his position. What? You don't believe me when I say that? I mean it, though. I do. Look. No, just look at me. I meant it. Every single word. You're beautiful. You are. And you're just... God, I mean... Look at you. I... Sorry. I'm so sorry. That was completely out of line for me. I don't know why I couldn't stop myself, and I just... Just... nothing. Well, do you believe me now, at least? Yeah. I told you. If you were mine, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands to myself. Ever. Because of all the things that I don't want to do. Such as... What? You want me to show you or something? No. I would be more than happy to. And I guess it is only the two of us in this room right now. So... I think... Yeah, I think I can do that. If... That's what you want me to do. Then get up on the table for me. Sorry. I don't want to accidentally knock this picture over. So let me just set it aside. Just focus on me. That's all you have to do. I want you. I don't care. I really want you. Please. So, let me get you out of this. I know, but I want to do it myself. Because I want to, and I've always wanted to see you out of these clothes. Since when? Like I said, always. There you go. God, you're even more beautiful now. Come, I want a kiss. I've wanted you for so long, you have no idea. Since, if you want a time, the beginning of the semester, on the first day of class when I saw you walking in. See, I wasn't joking about saying it was always. Why do you think I tried so hard to do well in your class? Well, I wanted to impress you. Dumb, I know, but... did it work, Professor? Yeah? I want to hear it from you, though. I want you to tell me. Maybe because... I'd like some praise. Because I like you. I do. I like you so much. I really want to fuck you right now. Let me fuck you, baby. Can I fuck you? Yeah. Right here and now. I can't hold myself back any longer. I don't care. I'm serious. I don't fucking care about him. He doesn't deserve you. And I fucking need you so bad right now. I want you so fucking bad. I want to be inside you. I want to put it in you. You want me to show you? Yeah? You want to see it? Let me show you instead then. This big dick. So fucking hard for you. Yeah. Go ahead and feel it. Give me your hand. I want you to feel just how bad I want you. Yeah. You like it? You want to stroke it then? Yeah? Stroke it for me, Professor. Fuck. It's bigger than him. I really don't fucking care about him. A little distracted by the person in front of me right now. Because all I want to do at this moment is fuck you into this table. Yeah. So, can I? Can I fuck you? Yeah. Let me get this off you too then. Lift up your hips for me. There you go. Good. Spread your legs for me. Just like that. A little wider. There you go. There you go. All the way. Take me all the way. Feel me stretching you open. You're so tight. I'll fuck you right, baby. Fuck you like you deserve. You look so pretty like that, with my cock inside you, taking me. Ah, shit. I've imagined you in this position for so long now. What are you worried about? He's not gonna know. It's only us right now. I don't want you to think about him. I know, baby. I know how good it feels. You deserve to be fucked properly like this. Come here. Shit. You feel so good inside. I wanna fuck you even harder. I'm gonna go faster then. Just like that, baby. I know you like that. Getting fucked by your own student's dick. I know, baby. I know. I'm so much better than him. I know this must feel so much better. Getting your brains fucked out by a younger guy's big cock. Don't worry about him. You don't owe him anything. He can go screw himself because he didn't treat you right. But I will. Fuck you, alright. Just focus on my voice, okay? Focus on how good this cock feels. Fuck you like you deserve. You're never gonna want to go back to him anymore. Come here. You feel so fucking good. Oh, it feels so damn good. I really, really can't keep myself off you now. Wanted to hear you say it, though. I wasn't trying to tease you. Nothing. You're just really cute when you smile like that. And when you laugh. Everything. Yeah. I mean, I told you. I would be all over you. If you ever gave me the chance. So, do you believe me now? Why? Because I am hopelessly in love with my professor, who apparently can't take a hint. Sorry. That time, I was teasing you. Come on, I can't help it. What is it? Don't tell. Of course. I promise I won't tell anyone about us. It's our secret. You think I'd even be the type to want to share you with anyone? Mm-mm. That being said, I might be a little distracted next class because of you, though. Nothing, just imagining you as you are right now.